As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, well, I was watching this during the show yesterday, and we had to vet it because that's what we do for you. We vet our stories here. We're not like Buck. We don't go all willy-nilly and get ball-sacked all the time.
Did you miss that that might have happened to me again earlier today?
Yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah, I sent you a story and then told you to disregard it.
Which story?
The one about the A's prospect being called up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it still is probably a problem, but I guess the account that I made it into my feed was a parody of a real account.
So. I didn't see your retraction.
Yeah.
So Nick Kurtz is his name.
Yeah.
He just got the call to the A's.
Yeah, he's their top prospect, I think.
And there was a report that Buck sent me. Of course, he was ball sacked yet again.
Yet again.
That the A's broadcast told their broadcasters to put a pause in between the Nick and the Kurtz.
Yeah.
So as not to
say it too fast in a big moment.
Yeah.
Maybe not great.
Which I actually don't think is a bad idea.
No.
But
I don't think that actually happened.
Not real. Although, now that it's fake, maybe the A's broadcasters will see that and go, oh, that's a good idea.
You know where the danger is? It's with the opposing team's broadcasters, who only see that team once every now and then and don't do it frequently. One of them's going to step in it.
Oof. Yeah, because if you say that fast.
Yeah.
Nick Kurtz.
Yeah. They're
problematic.
The Giants had a bullpen reliever named Josh Osich a while back, and boy, you said that one fast, and it turns into OS real quick.
So anyway, I've edited this one, and it turns out this is real. I'll be damned, this is real.
Yeah. It's real, but are they doing bits?
That's a good question. Well, let's play it, and then we will talk about that. But these two have been featured on Australian TV before. I'm going to play that part first. So this is a about 2.5 minute feature on them.
And
on
it was part of a 5 minute feature, but we cut it off so you get the idea.
This is the gist of who these women are. Their names are Paula and Bridget Powers. There are several vids of them out there. Here's a little taste. They're twins, identical twins. Here's a little taste of them from the Australian news.
Now, there's always something fascinating about identical twins. Not only do they look the same, it can seem like they're the same person. And that's certainly the case for our next guest.
Yeah, Bridget and Paula Powers are so alike, they finish each other's sentences. For the past 2 decades, they've been running Twinnies, Pelican and Seabird Rescue on the Sunshine Coast. But now, they need your help.
They wear matching outfits, live together, work together and speak in unison.
We said, no, we can't leave it. So we picked it up and we put it in our incubator.
Bridget and Paula Powers are Australia's most famous identical twins. When Piers Morgan interviewed them, the video went viral.
Do you feel like you are really one person?
Yes. Sometimes we do feel like just one person.
Yes, we do.
But we know that we are individuals, though.
Okay, I've got to ask you, have you... It is extraordinary that you speak in unison.
Sorry, how can you keep a straight face? That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
The twins have also found themselves in the spotlight for their work rescuing injured animals along the Queensland coast.
We got a phone call this morning about this botulism pelican.
Steve Irwin first discovered the sisters and gave them jobs at Australia Zoo. Since then, they've devoted their lives to saving seabirds, but are struggling to cover ongoing costs.
Joining us now, Bridget and Paula Powers. Ladies, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning to you both.
Now, just listening to you is kind of strange for most people because the whole finishing each other's sentencing thing is strange. Probably not for you, though.
No, it's not strange to us,
but we know that it is strange to a lot of people out there.
Is it just the speaking bit that you're in sync with each other, or are you in sync with each other emotionally? Do you feel each other's pain and things like that?
Yes, we do. Actually, yes, we do. People probably wouldn't believe it, but yes, twins do feel one another's pain.
Dude, that's unbelievable and very real.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're back. Okay, so before we get into it, they're back.
Boy.
And listen, they wear the exact same thing, not just close to the same thing.
No, like
exactly.
Special patterns.
Yes.
That are identical.
Same clothes, same jewelry, same hairstyle.
Like you're dressing 3-year-old twin toddlers.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which is why it looks fake. It looks like it's just, you know, it's like AI. So this is a recent story, and this went viral. So if you hadn't heard the story we just played, which a lot of people haven't. By the way, how great is the Australian accent? Can we just say that's
the wonderful.
Best? Isn't that the best accent?
It's way up there. It's one of them.
I think it's great. And if I had an accent, I think I would want it to be Australian.
Okay.
You? Don't go French.
Oh, no, definitely not French. I mean, I think that whether it's Australian, New Zealand, South African, or England, I like all of those. There are some similarities here and there.
Okay, so if you hadn't heard the longer story, and this came out of the blue at you yesterday, this has been going viral, because this is a recent story, you would have no idea. You'd be like, there's no way this is real. So here they are again from a news outlet in Australia after witnessing a crime.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there. And
he was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run, he's got a gun. and our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracted him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the fence.
And
the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running,
I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there
and we were past our
see, when you driveway.
You don't think of all of that at the time.
No.
You just run for your safety.
Life.
God, how hard would it to be? Like, how hard would it be to be around them?
Insufferable.
What a beating.
Yeah. Also, I think it's kind of bullsh.
Well, you're disgusted by them. I don't. Somebody else said they sound like they're talking so slow together that you can tell that they're doing a bit.
Yes, whoever's like starting the thought is pausing and slowing long enough for the other person to catch the thread and finish the phrase.
Yeah, but they're saying the exact same things.
Only because they drag and draw long enough for the like. I'm not saying that they aren't like totally on the same page. They are, But there's a couple times where, like, you can hear her say, like, run or scared for our lives, and one of them actually is saying health or something like that. There's a couple moments where, and it's always a second one joining in after a sentence has been started. So it's not like they're just programmed the same and saying the same thing. One of them's actively copying the other in real time, and I can't handle it.
I love how pissed you are about it.
It's upsetting to me.
You are right that one of them usually although there was a couple times where they started exactly the same time, but most of the time one of them starts and then the other one,
like, it makes my skin crawl, kind of.
How much to date both of them?
Oh no.
I'm giving you a monthly stipend.
Oh,
to date, but you have to date them. They live together. They work together.
Oh, they.
And by the way, let's not
together.
Bury the lead. Steve Irwin Way. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How great is that?
How many Steve Irwin Ways are there down in Australia?
The guy who got murdered by a stingray, and gave them their big break.
Doing their seabird thing or whatever.
Side note: did you have any idea what happened, or was it as confusing to you as it was to me?
No, you're too distracted by their bits.
Yeah, I can't follow their story. Come on, monthly stipend. I will give you, you have to date both of them. You have to deal with that every day. How much?
I mean, I was going to say 10K a month, but that would get so old so fast. I think I'd want to shoot myself after a couple weeks. I just, like, oh no, I don't know.
What if the fan hired him
to do updates?
What if we gave him a show? Highest rated show in fan history? Lowest rated show in fan history?
More sports scores and stories. In 30 minutes.
I mean, seriously though, what if one of them got an important job and had to speak publicly, you know?
I mean, certainly there have been parts of their life, I would imagine, where they were not side by side, so they've had to probably speak to someone solo before. They just prefer to do everything together.
I guess so. Yeah, that's part of the bit too. It's like, why do you have to speak together? Why can't just one of them talk?
And then the other affirm it and say, yeah, she's right.
Or just put one of them on camera. Yeah. Why does it have to be both of them?
Yeah,
they both saw the same
thing.
Because
they're doing
bits. And they're saying the same thing. Yeah, see, that's part of the... Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with you, and I'm kind of not. I'm fascinated by... You know who they remind me of?
Someone said the Shining Twins.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
Do you remember the SNL skit with Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig? And by the way, Kristen Wiig, this is going to be a hot take, okay? Kristen Wiig is the best Saturday Night Live cast member ever.
Whoa!
That's right.
Whoa!
That's right. I said it. Kristen Wiig is genius. And I know she's already...
I do think she's genius, but that is...
I know. Hot take.
The elite of the elite. Huh?
Most people think she's the best woman ever. I think she's the best ever. Dude, her bits are gold. Everything she did was gold.
I don't disagree with that.
So I think
I would need a bigger depth of history of that show, but that, boy, that's a take.
Their names are Garth and Kat. Do you know the Garth and Kat skit?
I think I do know the Garth.
Where they start singing. They're like supposedly singer-songwriters, and they bring them on to the news, and Fred and Kristen Wiig just start, they don't really have songs. Fred's just like, I was wandering around the road, and then she kind of shadow talks him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, have you ever, like, played a trivia game with somebody, and, like, the answer's on the tip of some people's tongues, and then one person starts to answer, and then you catch the thread, and then you try to say it too, and, like, you catch up in real time? That's what that sounds like to me. Like, it's just... It sounds manufactured. I can't handle it. And that means they've been doing that
for
decades?
Yes.
Torturing other Australians?
Well, you would think they would hate it. It's like,
yes!
Don't you want your own identity?
I guess not.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Paula and Bridget Powers, Australian identical twins who finish each other's sentences. They're real. And it's rough. Did I have an old man moment? That's next. Here's Buck.